I'm joined now by Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, who stepped down this week from his position leading the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Thank you for joining us this morning, Doctor. You have been at the CDC for 5 years, about 7 months under Secretary Kennedy. In your resignation letter, you said that the CDC is generating policies that do not reflect scientific reality and are designed to hurt rather than improve the public's health. What are you talking about specifically?
I mean, I'm going to say, well, first, thank you for having me on, Martha, and I'll say that we're seeing the tip of the iceberg. So right now, I think probably the most prominent demonstration of that is what Secretary Kennedy did with changing the childhood schedule for COVID-19. In that, we were directed that only children with underlying conditions would be the ones that should qualify for vaccination. That's not what the data shows. 6-month-old to 2-year-old, their underlying condition is youth. 53% of those children hospitalized last season had no underlying conditions. The data say that in that age range, you should be vaccinating your child. I understand that not everybody does it, but they have limited access by narrowing that recommendation. Insurance may not cover it.